Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Royce. To a breaking story, a desperate search and rescue operation is underway in waters off Port Lincoln in South Australia, where three people are missing after their fishing boat sank. Two people have been spotted on a nearby reef. They've been airlifted to safety. The alarm was raised last night when the vessel failed to return. Qantas engineers are examining one of the airline's A330s after a mid-air scare on a flight from Melbourne to Perth last night. Passengers heard a loud bang as the plane made its descent, with the pilots turning an engine off before landing safely. Former Emirates captain James Nixon has told Seven, these kind of planes are designed to operate on just one engine.
This aeroplane can go for 3 hours after having an engine failure before it needs an airport. The more modern planes, the A350 and the 787s, can go 5 and 5.5 hours quite safely before they need an airport to land in.
And the UN Security Council has voted for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The US abstained from the vote, so in response, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says delegates will no longer head to Washington. America's ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says her country won't just sit back and watch.
The United States' support for these objectives is not simply rhetorical. We're working around the clock to make them real, on the ground, through diplomacy, because we know that it is only through diplomacy that we can push this agenda forward.